Well, the funding formula would suggest that we're going to lose a further £11 million, which is on top of the £39 million that we were already planning in terms of government reductions. And we don't yet know what the Chancellor will announce in terms of new departmental spending at the end of this year. So it's a truly catastrophic impact for Devon and Cornwall Police.
In terms of the proposed funding formula, where is Devon and Cornwall particularly disadvantaged?
Well, as we've been saying for a long time, there is still no account of tourist numbers in the new formula. But the formula is generally an anti-rural one, and it really impacts badly on Devon and Cornwall. For example, it seeks to use deprivation measures which are only largely evident in urban areas, whereas in our parts of the world where we have extreme deprivation in places, in Cornwall and in Torbay, that is not taken into account at all.
This is going to have a massive impact on the Devon and Cornwall police force if implemented. Is it sustainable as a police force?
That's really hard to say, but all we can say is we are already stretched to what appears to be the very limit in a number of areas of policing in Devon and Cornwall. And a further £11 million on top of the already planned for savings could well push us over the edge.
The public will be worried when they hear this message. Can you give them a picture of what policing might look like with these cuts enforced?
Well, it is undoubtedly true that if these cuts are implemented, people will see fewer police officers on the ground. And I have to say, policing will not be as high quality as people have come to expect in Devon and Cornwall, and that in the end will impact on public safety.
Finally, Andrew White, what are you doing about it as an organisation, the OPCC, and a message to the public? How do you think they should play their part in helping the campaign?
Well, virtually all the resources of the office are now focused on this single issue. We are campaigning with our local MPs, who have been very supportive on this matter. We want the public now to join us in responding to this consultation to let the London civil servants and ministers know that this is not acceptable. So if people want to come onto our website, they will have an ability to respond to the consultation and tell ministers and government that Devon and Cornwall won't accept this dreadful cut.